Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to yet another episode of the AP3 Podcast. It's your boy, Alex McBuckets, and today we have a very special episode for you guys. It's our post-Valentine's Day syndrome episode. I know that was kind of like dragged out, but it's similar to having post-nut clarity. This episode of the podcast is going to be our clarity post-Valentine's Day. As always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
It's your boy, Anthony. How y'all doing?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Lito. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
You guys, what an eventful 14th it was. For some, for others, not as much. Would you guys like to talk about how y'all 14 was spent?
I'll start this off. So, on the 14th, I went to the gym. I hit a PR, you know, and shoulders, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, very empty. It was very empty. There were no baddies at the gym at all, huh?
You're surprised?
What? Listen, it was a Friday, but listen, there were no baddies at all. Even if I wanted to go out with somebody, I could. Man, please. But listen, that's all I did. Anthony, what did you do, bro?
It's been a slow one for me and you, Angel. Actually, this is probably the first year that I didn't want a Valentine's Day, you know? Even though it's been like 3 years with me not having a Valentine's Day, which is pretty sad. But yeah, I stayed at the crib for most of the day. And then me and my boy made a bet where it was just like, yo, let's go drinking. And he wanted to play me in chess. So I played him in chess. But I told him, if I win, you're paying my night. Best believe he paid my night. Drinks on the house. But that was it. It was just like super like, wow, I'm so lonely. Like, I don't talk to nobody. And there's a lot of people out there that just had no Valentine's. Shout out to y'all. It's okay. We still love y'all. You know, we here for you.
So, Angel spent the day with ugly women and dudes and sweaty dudes at the gym. And Anthony spent the night with his homie playing chess at a bar.
We're so lame.
What did you do, Alex?
We're so lame.
No, my story is mad.
Alex,
lit.
You're clearly the more you're the fun one. You definitely had an entertaining day.
No, wait. No. I mean, I had
Freak Master Flex over here.
Freak Master Flex is crazy. I mean, I had a pretty enjoyable night. I'm not going to lie. Shouts out to Shodi that I spent it with. It was a great time. We started off the night at Korean barbecue. Got a hotel for us in the city. We went to Love KBBQ. Shouts out to Love KBBQ on like 30th and West. Korean barbecue was fire. Great, like meat selection, pause. Like solid. We had like some wagyu beef. It was tough.
Weren't just talking about the girl, right?
No. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure
that selection was also pretty good. But no, after that. We got some drinks that, like, I had a mojito, watermelon mojito, while we were there. I had some Casamigos, like, we got mini bottles, and we had that in the telly before we popped out. Rose petals on the bed type shit.
Oh, romantic.
Yeah. It was nice, you know. I'm flexing. I like to have a good time. I don't go out very frequently, so when I do go out, I try to make sure that it's going to be enjoyable for me and the person that I'm with. After we went out to KBBQ, I went to a salsa class. We went to a rooftop in the city on 42nd Street. Mm-hmm. So the view that we got was like Times Square. And then we just danced salsa and we got some drinks and, you know.
Burned the calories off in the big barbecue, right?
I mean,
you think you got better
the
at
calorie,
salsa?
The calorie burning happened after, you know. But I mean, I do think it was my first night. You know, like actually dancing salsa in a very serious manner, and I was able to pick it up pretty well. She told me at the end of the night, but you know, I don't know.
Did she know how to dance?
She know? Yeah, she does know how to dance salsa.
Dope.
So it was one of those things where I'm not the best dancer, but I like salsa music. Shout out to you guys. Mm-hmm. So then I wanted to try it out. Wanted to challenge myself a bit. And again, I had a great night. It was very enjoyable.
You put yourself out there. That's something that we didn't even do. So yeah, I commend you for that. It's a choice.
You know, yeah, I just tried to make the most of my night. I was trying to, you know, we were talking a little bit off pod that, you know, it's been a little bit rough. We've had our difficulties with, you know, school, work, you know, the project, creative projects that we're trying to do, personal shit that's going on. So, I don't know. For me, I looked at the 14th as just like a night for me to find some sense of enjoyment. Like, as much as it was a celebration for the girl who was the star of the show, You know, me, I just wanted to have a good time. Facts.
Long story short, Anthony and I did not have the fire and desire to do anything that night.
Yeah. And me, you know, I was like, where the fuck the function? Yeah, like, where the
fuck the function? By the way, that Drake album, woo.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yo, that Drake album, I'm not going to lie. R&B with PND, my vibe. I like Give Me a Hug. That song is great. You know, he talks a lot of ish about certain people. Kendrick Lamar, maybe, you know what I'm trying to say. Nokia is also a great hit, too. Yeah. And overall, like, honestly speaking, the timing, Valentine's Day, impeccable. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked it. And usually R&B is not my, like, number one. But it was something that I've been missing Drake's music for so long. I'll be honest with you that just a couple of songs like this is all I needed until the summer.
That's fine. That's fair. That's a pretty good take. I was also to bring, to, like, you know, with Angel's point of it dropping on the 14th, it was also fire that he kind of does, you know, classic Petty Drake fashion. Drops right after the Super Bowl. Yo, I'm surprised, actually, now that I'm looking back on it, that he didn't try to sneak a Serena verse, you know, somewhere along the track. But I think it's kind of played out. He's done it in the past, so yeah. No need to bring up
old shit. He brought up other girls on that
thing. Yeah, yeah, you know, Becky, Stacy, whoever. Nokia was fire, by the way.
I think definitely Ice Spice is on that. I think he says that he would have clipped that.
Oh, man.
If it was back in the day.
Nah, you know he likes minors, so I...
She's not a minor. Stop it. No, she's not. There's a heavy Kendrick fan over here. Nobody's talking about your performance anymore, buddy.
I mean...
It was a great performance. I liked it. I really liked it.
I didn't know where he was going with that. I was about to be like, hold on.
I was talking about Kendrick's performance.
But if it's about Kendrick's performance, I mean, it did... You know, he did
win. I give it a solid 8 out of 10.
He did win the Grammy for the best rap performance, though. Let's talk about it.
Over the song Not Like Us, not for the GNX album. Doechii won that album, not him. Which I think he should have won.
Oh, you're talking about album of the year?
Yeah, album of the year. The only thing that I feel about it is that he has such a deep catalog that I wish it wasn't just like... It just feels super promoted that he's just promoting that GNX album, and I wanted to see other things.
I think he's talking about a Super Bowl performance for those people at home. But yeah, I honestly, we brought it up a little bit that it's weird that he already sang certain older songs at a different period of time when he did the thing with Dr. Dre, and I knew that this GNX album was going to be the heavy influence during this Super Bowl performance. Yeah, and I wasn't mad at the performance at all. Don't want to get into the politicals of it because you guys can just watch a TikTok video on it.
Listen, the way SZA looked though in that performance, and when Serena popped out of nowhere doing the sea walk and stuff like that, I was like, wow.
That's a fact.
I'm not gonna lie, it's one of the best performances I've ever seen.
Really?
That's just my opinion.
Wow.
It's partially because of the deeper meaning behind the video, which is, you know, you could look at that at your own time. I personally like the deeper meanings behind it. But listen, also, he was Petty Kendrick, brought out the X, you know, brought out SZA, and she was looking fine.
Facts. Listen. Oh, shit. Yeah, facts.
I think SZA was SZA like...
dated them in 09, I think, apparently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Insert the clip of Kiki asking her if Drake is a good kisser. Yo, I love their dynamic.
Probably.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro. What?
What?
You love the dynamic.
No, that's not why I'm saying what for. Wait, did you just... You said probably Drake's a good kisser?
I said probably, yeah. Hey, I'll stand on it. I'll triple down on it because if you think about it...
You probably want to get kissed
Drake, by Drake. You're going to triple Drake down on person. Drake?
No, no, no. Listen.
Are you that big of a fan, bro? Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm a huge Drake fan. One. Two... This person has been with so many women. There's no way he isn't. There's no way.
Okay.
He has so much under his belt. There's no way he's not. And that's not. That's just... They're just trying to comfort me. Whatever.
Leaving this all in.
They're just trying to comfort me. Whatever. I don't care.
Listen, but overall, that halftime show was absolutely impeccable. I liked it personally. I don't know how you feel about it.
I think SZA made that show 10 times. I liked the show, but once she got on, I loved it. I loved the show. I'll still give it an 8 because I've seen like better Super Bowl performances. Just because when I think of the Super Bowl, I think of like the mecca of United States like entertainment. Like people always talk about the Super Bowl, about the commercials, about the halftime shows. So I try to hold it to a higher standard. I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Spoken like such a Drake fan. I can't believe you rated it that high after all you had to say about it.
It's just, it's, I love that
like,
album.
Like, I can't believe that you, I'm not you gave a it an hater 8 on at Kendrick. The end of it.
I like his music. Do I think it could have been better?
You want to get hit by Drake?
No, I we don't even need to bring that up. No, okay. What I will say about the perform. Whoa, okay, all right.
Lord have mercy.
Oh my God.
Lord have mercy.
You look like one though. He probably would be his type.
I don't think so.
Yo,
I did shave today.
I will say this though. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's one of the top performances of all time. I think I would put the my personal opinion. I like the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah,
but that's because that's my type of music. Again, they brought out Eminem, they brought out 50.
Yes,
I thought that was really cool. And Mary J. Blige. So, and Kendrick. That's like, you know, top of the top. Right. Yeah. It's just it's a lot. So I would say that's one of the better ones that I've seen. But again, I know that the Kendrick one was really fun to watch. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to ask you guys the question now. But I think we're all in agreement. Wayne wouldn't have put on that type of performance.
No, I don't know, man.
I think that this is something that
type of performance. No, he wouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly.
That type of performance.
I think that, and I saw this during the Super Bowl. My mom texted me on the side, and she said, "Oh, she was like, oh Pookie, like I don't understand none of these like bars. Like I don't understand really like what Kendrick is. I wish you were here to do the breakdown. Me and my mom watched the Super Bowl on separate cribs. I think that Wayne performing would have been too rap." Would have been too like heavy lyric based. Mm-hmm. And Wayne,
I don't agree.
Wayne doing like a milli would have had people amazing. Hyped. But when he started getting like lyrically assassin Wayne, people were gonna just tune out.
You have to also think about who's watching the Super Bowl.
True.
Like the typical person that's watching the Super Bowl are like from all over the world, and people all over the world are hearing, not like us, everywhere.
True, everywhere.
But it's just a song. More people know.
But listen, Wayne. When they hear Kendrick Lamar, they're gonna want to hear that song. Oh,
I think the country.
Before you say that, I think the country knows Lil Wayne's music more than they know Kendrick music.
No, but we're talking worldwide.
We're talking about worldwide.
Worldwide. And the number one trending song recently nowadays is Not Like Us.
Worldwide, bro. You got to understand that you're also talking to the young generation, bro.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing. Bro, no. My little brother. My little brother's not fucking like 11. My little brother knows Not Like Us, knows Squabble Up, knows Like That.
There you go.
My little brother does not know. I understand that. There's little kids watching the Super Bowl.
They're going to cater to the younger generation, yeah.
It's a sport, yeah. But always the younger generation.
Adults are mainly watching the Super Bowl.
Yes, adults are mainly watching.
From 20?
Adults are not going
to 45.
That's I know a lot of 20 to 45 year olds that have been listening to more Kendrick than they have been listening to Lil Wayne.
Maybe as of late, I don't know. I think there's so many
internationally,
especially
Kendrick's presence has been bigger than Wayne's in the past 5 years. I'll say that.
I just think that Kendrick Lamar's album itself is more for the Super Bowl than Wayne's projects.
Yeah.
And that's not
his
to discredit.
His whole discography?
That's not, I think so.
He's from New Orleans.
No, we understand that. We understand that, but we have to think about entertainment.
Yeah.
We have to think about entertainment now. Yeah. You know, people want to listen to Not Like Us at the Super Bowl.
Who's Wayne going to bring
out? And listen.
Drake!
No,
he'll bring out Drake, no, and that would be not. So
but could
interesting.
Jay-Z, could Jay-Z too?
Yes, he would.
But he's not.
I think he would.
That's all I'm about to say right now.
Jay-Z.
That's all I'm about to say right now.
Jay-Z and Drake have beef. He would not allow that.
He would not allow it.
And also, without Kendrick Lamar, SZA wouldn't come out. SZA wouldn't come out.
Facts.
And you know, the girls, the ladies, love SZA. And that brings more eyes to the Super Bowl.
Facts.
It's all marketing, bro.
I want to say something right now.
What's up?
Before the cams cut off, I want to say this.
What's up? Talk to him.
There was a complete shift. I don't know if America felt it, but I'm going to let you guys know this right now. No. I'm talking about the Super Bowl. Let me get my platform right quick. Talk Eagles fan here. There was a shift, America. I hope you guys felt it in the water. Kendrick came out. SZA performed. The Eagles won. Had to let that one sit right quick. Yeah, the Eagles fucking won. Fuck Kansas City. Taylor Swift got booed.
Yo, fat.
Hard. America, there's a shift coming.
Play the clip.
There's a shift coming. It's not just because it's this month. I'm letting y'all know that right now. Doechii beat out everybody.
Shout out to her.
Come on, folks. Come on.
W's in the shot.
Get in tune.
They're saying that the whole city of Kansas City.
No. I said the whole shift. America felt this.
Okay.
There was a whole shift. KC, Kansas City, not on top. Taylor Swift, not on top.
KC is basically like...
Let's talk about it.
Highly populated by Drake fans. That's why they played so bad.
What was that sad that Kendrick Lamar ran more yards than the whole entire Kansas City Chiefs offense?
Kendrick Lamar ran more yards than the whole Kansas City offense.
God. During his halftime show.
During a halftime performance that was 20 minutes. Oh, it was like 25 minutes. Disrespectful.
That's
Go
it.
Bird.
Yep. Y'all think me and Anthony are exciting white dudes, but have you ever seen Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship?
Wow.
Wait till I make an edit. Wait till I drop the edit after this.
Okay, so for this Valentine's, what would you say is something that you like about Valentine's Day and something that you dislike about Valentine's Day?
Personally, me, I would have to say Valentine's Day is a perfect opportunity to take a girl out to a beautiful rooftop in the city. You tell your shorty, yo, we're going to dress up really nice. Wear that red dress. You know, wear your heels. You know, we're going to go out, get some drinks, look at a beautiful skyline in the city. That is just exquisite. Listen, I love treating my girls well, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Swing with your boy Lito real fast, you know? The thing I dislike about Valentine's Day is that freaking paycheck at the end. It's like, oh, Lord have mercy. I got to pay for all this. But hey, listen, it's a sacrifice you have to make in order to make your girl happy. You know what I'm trying to say, yo? For the L word. What about you, Alex? What's up?
Oh, I mean, honestly, I agree. I'm with the take of, like, making sure that you go out, you're flaunting it. The thing that I say, the only thing that I feel like is kind of how I feel about the situation that differentiates from what you said is just, like, I don't mind. I spend that, right? Okay. I like to make sure that I do something that's also kind of invigorating for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the things that I learned over the course of this Valentine's Day is that you gotta make the excitement within the moment. You gotta have the fun within the moment. Like, you know, the planning and everything prior, you just gotta make sure that you're getting something out of it. Because as a man, you know, it's not just the shorty that you want to get out of what Valentine's Day is. Nah, you want to have the whole overall experience be a vibe.
Facts.
I totally get that. I think one of the things that I really like, and I think other dudes will also appreciate this, is that, like, getting posted. When a girl actually doesn't solely make Valentine's Day, like, about her, and will just do certain tokens just to, like... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You just want to be shown off, bro.
Post me. I'm your man. You know what I mean? And none of that just like my hands or the dinner plate. Like, I want my face to be shown.
Anthony, yo, if I threw all this bread, at very least I could do is get a post.
Make me feel secure,
Cole. Like, yo, Cole, I said just wanted shorty to hold it down. That's all it is. Come on, put a smile on my face too.
You know, yeah. I think that transitions into what I don't like about Valentine's Day, where I think there's a lot of people that just solely make it just about women, and it's like it's a holiday of love, not just solely for women. But I can understand why, like, that's your day.
Now, you I'm not gonna lie though. Again, what I was trying to say earlier, I think the women are the star of the show. Like, I'm willing to just that night, I'm willing to be a side character, but I'm willing to be like the side character that, like, oh, like, they'll never forget. Like, you know when the side character walks into the episode and then the crowd is like, woo!
On Disney Channel, with the crowd.
Like, I'm hoping that, like, when I pull up and it's what we're about to do that day, like, on V-Day, that's what happens. It's like, in the background, that's what's going on. It's like, whoa, oh, shit, no way.
The ladies are gonna love this.
Shit.
All right, let's get into the last question that we got for our Valentine's Day special.
Facts.
what is a proud moment that you have with a female, and what's also something that you're not so proud of with a female? Ooh. Just to end it off on a little spicy note.
All right, okay. The proudest moment I had was I took out this beautiful girl to a taco spot in the city. It was downtown, if I'm not mistaken. She got dressed up. I got dressed up. It really taught me that I can treat a girl right, you know? It was the first time I ever took out a girl like that, and it was incredible. Making now, standard. Yeah, hell yeah. You know, you got to treat a girl right. You know what I'm trying to say?
I like it.
Hell yeah. But then the worst, wow. It was literally, we went to Cuba. I went to Cuba with this girl, and the whole time we were playing pool, she was dry as sandpaper, y'all. Like, every question I would ask, it was just like, yeah, no, I don't know.
Sounds like you dodged the bullet.
I dodged the bullet like the Matrix. Call me Morpheus or Neo. You know what I'm trying to say?
Might have been now. Dry down there, too. My son said Morpheus or Neo. Dry down there.
But, yeah, so it was, I feel like I wasted my time with that. But, Anthony, what about you, bro?
Yeah.
All
right.
I was thinking about this question because we set it up, like, prior. I know it sounds so corny to say, but... honestly, my relationships. I'm single right now, so the only thing I can really, like, take from it is the pride that I dated certain girls that I hold up to a high standard.
Okay.
So I think that's a solid flex, because I don't have anything to really show for where I'm, like, I'm in a relationship right now, that's, and I can say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I learned a lot. I think they learned a lot, and it was just a nice memory for me. One of the things that I'm, like, least proud about is really bad. Alex always likes to make fun of me for this.
Don't put this on me. Don't put it on me.
Come on.
One day in my past, I ended up hooking up with, like, two best friends, and it almost ruined their whole friendship. And I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing. It's totally on me. I wish I would have handled that a little bit better. Thankfully, they're still friends. Aaron, you know what Rogers. I mean? They like to call me Aaron Rodgers for some reason. It's okay. He got a ring.
What about you, Alex?
You know?
Nah, I mean, I can agree with what Anthony said. I hold the two relationships that I was in to a really high standard. So, you know, those are definitely a flex. But I think one of my, like, biggest flexes is I went one time on a vacation with a shorty, and we went to Aruba together. So
ooh, that spicy.
Was big flex. And we stayed at like a Emirates. It was like a palace and island? Shit. The Turtle Island, bro. Ooh,
it was one of my favorite destinations.
Yeah, truthfully. Sure. And then probably my worst situation was what happened as soon as I got back from that vacation. Like it didn't like ensue right away, but
post vacation clarity is a legit thing.
No. That is a legit
life
thing.
Life is good when you got, you know, when you're at the beach.
Oh, when you're having steak dinners and French fries.
Nice.
Ooh, life is fire.
Life is beautiful like that. But
balcony views is nice. ATV rides is nice. And then
once you leave that environment, are you still gonna be moving and feeling that same way? Be careful.
I'm sorry, Alex.
Nah, it's cool. A message that I have to the people at home you gotta know when to call it quits. Certain times in life, you know, you gotta know when to call it quits. Mm. There's a line. There's always a level of respect in the sand.
Nobody knows how to do that.
And it's just
everybody says the line. Nobody knows that line until
goodness.
Flat on your face.
No, nobody knows the line until it's been crossed and stomped on, and then you're like, yo, what the f-?
Yo, it has been great to spend the time with y'all. Another AP3 podcast episode in the books. Let's freaking go, y'all. You can find me on all platforms, @Angelito_SO5 on TikTok, @Angelito_S5. Anthony, talk to the people. Where can they find you at, bro?
Anthony O'Hara 17 on all platforms. Check us out. Check out the Instagram page for the AP3. We're also on TikTok. Let us know for any comments and stuff like that. We'd love to hear your feedback. And last but not least,
ladies and gentlemen, y'all can find me on all platforms at alex.mcbuckets or like alex_mcbuckets wherever. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. Y'all go check out the all the content that we got dropping, all the reels, AP3 podcast on all platforms. And yeah, we appreciate you guys tuning in to yet another episode of the AP3 podcast. We hope you guys had a blast, and we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.
Peace.